Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace and peace to you. We close the month of January today, and I close this topic of how God loves you and how your love is responsive. Yesterday, I closed by saying that under the Old Covenant, according to Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 3 and 4, that God tests you to see whether you love him with all your heart and with all your soul. And the test is the fourth verse of Deuteronomy 13, which says you walk after the Lord your God, you fear him, you keep his commandments, you obey his voice, you serve him, and you cleave to him. And that's how God tested to see whether or not you loved him. And I close by saying, but then came Jesus. And so we start right there today. What did Jesus do to affect this moment? 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse number 7. The Bible says, therefore, as you abound in everything, in faith, in utterance, and knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that you abound in this grace also. I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove, there it is, to prove the sincerity of your love. Dokimazo, it's the Greek word for test. Remember, the Hebrew word for prove was nasa, which meant test. The Greek word for prove is dokimazo, which means test. This is the proof. Paul said that you would abound in grace. This proves the sincerity of your love. You want to know if you have it or not? You want to know if your love is really sincere? Are you abounding in grace? Walking in grace and giving in grace is the only way to really prove your love. The proof of your love for God is to walk in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'll close this segment out with John chapter 15. Put a little capstone on this teaching on love. John chapter 15, Jesus says this in verse 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. This is the commandment that we need. Love each other as I have loved you. Please catch that little bitty word, as. Jesus is actually giving you the definition on how to love. This is my commandment. Love each other. How? As I have loved you. If you want to know how to love each other, the first thing you're going to need to know is, as I have loved you. If you don't know how much he loves you, I can promise you, you're going to be pretty poor at loving one another. When I see believers fighting or hatred or dissonance between believers, I know that somewhere they don't know how much God loves them. I found this to be true. When I started to have a revelation of how loved I really was, man, I started to love people and embrace them and accept them that I had been absolutely rejecting before. When I see a ministry that attacks others and fights against ministries and calls out names, I am looking at a ministry that in some area of their life and ministry, they have not accepted God's love for them. Most of the time, it's a guilt consciousness. They still feel so guilty for something they've done, something they've preached, something they've said, something they've been involved in. And they may say, I'm forgiven, but they don't really accept the love of God for them in that area. And it becomes very easy to fight against others. When you know how loved you are, it becomes difficult to fight against others. Love each other in the way I have loved you. How did he love you? Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. What did he command them? He just commanded them to love one another the way he loves. How did he love? He laid down his life for his friends. And so I'm not saying you got to go die for all your friends. Christ has already died for your friends. Okay, you don't have to die for them too. But Christ is trying to show you, I loved you when you didn't deserve it. I paid for you when you couldn't pay for you. If you'll accept that awesome kind of love, loving one another will be easy. And I'll say what I've said for a week. Love then will be less of a responsibility and more of a response. I hope your January was great. I'm hoping your February is even better. I hope grace and peace is with you today, and I'll see you in the new month. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.